Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the couch. You are here on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wilms, here on Transformation Talk Radio. So we get together every Monday, as you know, talk about stuff in the wellness world. Sometimes we have people on here to talk about their lovely books, whatever they want to chat about. So I thought I'd take a couple of weeks and I'm just going to put together questions, different questions I've got over the last whatever. Weeks, months, years, decades, and chat about them, or maybe come up with something I woke up with in the middle of the night to chat with you about. So I always say, grab your favorite mug. Today I have my Magical Mom unicorn mug, and I didn't even know it said Magical Mom in there until I looked at it today. And I have iced coffee in mine. Grew up in New England. Everything is coffee. So I hope you're doing really, really well, and you can always find me at 3wellnesspillars.com. You guys know you can email me your questions. So today we're going to talk about a word that I hate in the world of wellness, and that is the word hate. So I'm hoping I can spin that on its head a little bit with you guys and have you come up with maybe a different view on the word hate. Lots of hates in the world of wellness. So first of all, I want to give you guys some insight. I have been asked several times, what does 3 wellness pillars even mean? Why'd you name your gig that? Why are you even, what is 3 wellness pillars? So real quick, 3 wellness pillars are three lanes. And I always want to start with nutrition because that's about 80% of getting to goal and staying at a wellness goal is our food, the food we eat. And food is fuel. So we can't ignore nutrition. Even though I don't put my clients on a specific diet, we absolutely focus on food. Look into their real world, see what works for them, modify, get them as healthy as possible. Then we go in the lane of exercise. We all need to move. We know that we all are getting arthritis as the days go on. So it doesn't matter what age you are, it's happening. Hate to break the news to you. So we've got to move, whether it is just starting out, getting up off the couch, doing a few squats. You're a couch potato, or maybe walking, or if you're a super exercise guru and we've got to get you into some half marathons, you got to move. So that's the second pillar. And then the third one is mindset. And in that, I always call that the glue. So in that, I put everything else. I put your habits and your emotions and your behavior and even your history. Like what is your wellness, what have your wellness journey histories been, your successes or your areas of improvement? What is your organization, your creativity, your professional life? All of that fun stuff sits in mindset. And frankly, if the mindset pillar starts to fall, so do the other two. Or even if one of them fall, then they all start to fall, don't they? So we want to make sure that at least one of them stays strong. So if you ever break your ankle, you got to get your nutrition dialed in. So that's what 3 wellness pillars are all about. And now I'm going to get down and dirty with these hates. So a lot of people hate to sweat and they hate to cook. I'm counting on my fingers because I'm sure I can get up to 24 fingers if I had them. So I want to talk to you first about my very first question I hear a lot of is I hate to exercise. And with that, I'm clumping in the I hate to sweat. Okay, so I hate to exercise. A lot of people don't love it unless you've done it long enough to get that kind of runner's high or exercise high where you know you actually kick in and you're like, man, that got rid of a lot of stress. That was awesome. Or if you've exercised and you're on the other side of it, never heard anybody say, I wish I hadn't exercised. Never heard that one. So with exercise, number one, the reason a lot of people hate it is it takes a lot of time. I mean, it just does. Even if you're going for a walk, it takes a lot of time. You've got to get changed first. You got to go for your exercise. You got to come back, shower, change again. I mean, come on, really? So we also know that people really hate it if they get bored or they're not having fun. So with my clients, I ask them to come up with a dirty dozen. And a dirty dozen means that of the 12 exercises I want you to come up with, you can always have your defaults, which for many people, a default is going for a walk or hopping on a treadmill, or maybe it's a bicycle, something like that. And they always have their defaults. So even if it's a year later when they come back to work together, they're like, this week I'm going to get back on the treadmill 3 times. We always go back to what we used to do or what we think we need to do. So that gets to go on your dirty dozen if you want it to. That's fine. But you've got to come up with, I mean, at least 5 or 6 newbies that you have to go try. So we get really creative because you really don't know what you don't know. I mean, you might love badminton or hula hooping or something, really, but you don't know unless you try it. So we'll come up with challenges and commitments each week where they have to go try those things and figure out what it's like. Because if you're having fun, often you don't even know you're exercising. And especially those of you who love people, those are my bears. For those of you who have worked with me before, I do chronotype or biorhythm. So it's Dr. Bruce's work with the Power of When. So my bear sleep cycles love people. They also love food and naps, but they love people. So I always say to my bears, if you're going to exercise, you better find some people to exercise with, or you're going to get bored, you're going to quit, and you're going to have some snacks or a nap instead. So you got to find some fun. So you want to fill up your dirty dozen, find some fun, and try to alternate all those before you get bored. And then the other thing that kind of comes along with that is the sweat piece. So I have a lot of people, I'm not kidding, this is kind of surprising, that don't like to sweat. So I'm going to tell you a funny story first. So years ago, I was a trainer at Gold's Gym, and I had this client who was a collegiate swimmer. And so she came to me because she had several meets coming up, competitions coming up, and she wanted me to work with her and get her in top shape. And so she just thought all I was going to do is stick her in the pool. Oh, was she wrong? So I put her on the elliptical, you know, a variety of cardio equipment. And so I put her, actually it was a stair stepper, I think I put her on. She was pissed off. She was so mad at me. The first one, the first workout, I remember her kind of in hindsight, kind of faking it, you know, earning an Emmy and just like, yeah, this is great. Just, yeah, here I am. And then the second one, I kept pushing her and hitting the buttons like we mean trainers do and kept increasing the speed. And she just got violent. Like she was staring spears at me. And I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? And she said, she starts screaming, I hate to sweat. And I realized that she never sweat on land. She's always worked out in the pool. And so she was always wet. Didn't realize really that she was working out and sweating. So here are a couple tips for those of you who hate to sweat. And you might not want to be in the pool swimming. Maybe you're not a swimmer. So hear me out. Take a shower before you work out. And I know that sounds crazy, but especially if you're not going to the gym, if you're kind of working outside, you know, or at your own house or going to a gym that's maybe near your house, if you live in a closed community or something, you're kind of by yourself, just hop in the shower, soak your hair, even if you're a dude, right, you guys, soak your hair and you've already got that kind of mindset that you're already wet. Because you know when you're working out and you're just getting ready to break that sweat, you're just crossing over and you're like, ugh. And then when you get to the other side, you're okay. So take a shower first, put your hair up in a ball cap, I don't care. Or even wet a bandana. I know it's totally old school, but you can do it. Wet your bandana, put it around here, and you'll already be a little bit cooled down too, which is good. You can't, it's two birds with one stone, you can do it. Or even some, I don't know if you guys remember back in the good old days of the country jams, those gel kind of things that would go around your neck. I've used those with clients before in the past, just that kind of cold thing around their neck. So try that. Bottom line is that's what we want you to do. We want you to make your fat sweat. Sounds terrible, but burn those calories and sweat. Okay, so those are the first hate things. When I come back, we're going to talk about some mindfulness. Actually, let me hit that before we go, just because it's real, it's kind of right here. So everyone is talking about being mindful and mindfulness. I hate being told to stop and smell the roses when there's no time. What is mindfulness to you? Okay, love this one. Mindfulness to me is using my five senses. So when I'm in a situation where either I'm eating or I'm exercising or even in a social environment, is to slow everything down, dial it down. And I know you don't have time. Excuse. We all have a little bit of time to enjoy life. So you want to dial it down and you want to use your senses. Even if you're looking at a blueberry, look at the color, think of the texture, think of the taste. If you're with a friend, think about a memory instead of complaining all the time. If you're walking or taking pictures, don't just do something of like a beach scene. You know, maybe get a, had a good friend of mine teach me that, you know, look for shadows or diagonal lines. Put your, let's see, nice placemat. Set a placemat. Be really mindful of that. Meaning, set yourself up. You got a nice dinner, nice placemat. You're eating, put your fork down maybe three times, sit back, have a conversation, chew your food more than three times, be mindful of even what it tastes like instead of shoveling it right in. So that's some of the things that I can think of offhand, or even with like exercising, right? You can be mindful with exercising. I always say body awareness. So if you're doing overhead presses or whatever you're doing, be mindful of the body part that's supposed to be working and think of the strength and the place you're in, spot you're in. Make sense? Okay. Well, we're going to go to commercial. You're listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about some more hates in the world of wellness. Talk to you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. We're having some coffee time. So let's just all take a sip, you know, take a little sip. I really do have stuff in my mug. I'm not just faking it. So I am so glad that you came back. If you're just joining us, we are talking about hates today, things that we all hate in the world of wellness. And I'm telling you, there are a bunch. I could only pick out a few. I might have to do like a whole series, Dirty Dozen series of hates. There's so many. But I'm going to talk about one of them right now that I guarantee every single person on the face of the planet has this hate. And I am hoping to change the world from this second on. It's going to be a different place as soon as I'm done this show. Oh God, who am I kidding? Okay, here's the hate, the next hate. There is no way I will ever like the scale. Even if I know I'm doing well, I get anxiety when I step on it. How can I stop the madness? Oh my gosh. So first of all, it is madness, but I want you to recognize we're all in the same club. Hate that damn thing. Whoever made that thing up. But what I tell everybody, and please, please hear this today, it is data, data, data. That is all that it is. I know people say it's not just a number, but you know, it is. It's just like your cholesterol number. It's just like your blood pressure number. It tells us something, just like the gas gauge in your car. That's it. It's telling us something. Whether you like the number or you don't, it is telling us we need to do something with it or that you're doing a fantastic job. So if you're wanting to be 150 and you're 157, we need to do something. And if you're 151, then we say, oh my gosh, you're doing a fantastic job. So if you can think of it as data and approach it, I know you're going to have emotion when you, it can't be emotionless. No matter how hard I've tried over the years to teach people to try to have it be emotionless, I'm no joke. I get it. There's emotion to it. But there are a couple tips that I want you to think about. If you've had any sodium, why can we not register that you've had, let's see, teriyaki the night before, pizza before, 2 days before that, a six-pack of beer last night, getting a cold, haven't slept for 3 days, and you step on the scale and you're 5 pounds up, and then you report the number to me and you're like, I don't know why. Oh my God. You know why. Come on, get over the madness. You absolutely know why. So that is the data. Do not avoid the scale when you think it's going to tell you what it's going to tell you, because many times you're wrong. So I've had clients before that'll go on, say they go on a vacation and they come back and I make them weigh themselves the day before they go and the day when they get back. Why? I'm not making them try to be perfect while they're gone. It's their real world. They can have fun, do what they want, but they have to deal with the consequences. So whatever number you go and whatever number you come back, all you know is you get to put that in your little library back there. That's how your body reacts on vacation with the behavior that you had on that vacation. So that's what it is. And often people will avoid the scale thinking it's going to be horrific. And then they come back and they're only 2 or 3 pounds up, which they can recover really quickly with. That could just be water from traveling at different altitudes. So what are we going to do about this scale? Ugh, I know. All right, here are a couple of things. First of all, make sure you always weigh yourself. Even sometimes moving the scale in the bathroom can make a difference. So try to keep it in the same spot. Get up, go to the bathroom, and stark naked. You know you can do it. And do it the same time every single, if you're doing it every day. I often don't say do it every single day unless we're working on a specific goal. Other than that, at least a couple of times a week. I have my clients report into me. If I meet with them weekly, they give me their number every single week. It's not a weight loss program with me. It's a lifestyle program living in the real world, you know, but the number is data. So we have to know about it. So a couple of things you can do. Make sure that you have a static environment. Weigh yourself in the same environment each time. Second thing that I always think about is you can put a funny picture there. I know it sounds silly, but you know, Garfield has a few funny pictures with the scale. Put a funny picture there. Or I've even had a couple clients. One, I wish I could get permission from her because it's awesome. Years ago, she wrote a letter. I just remembered who it was. I'm going to find out if she'll let me share it. She wrote a letter to her scale. I think it was a loving, I hope it was a loving letter. I think I remember it was a loving letter, like, dear scale, I know you love me kind of thing, but you can write a letter to it or something that's around your scale that's kind of lighter. But bottom line, I know you hate it. Too bad. So sad. Got to do it. All right. Moving right on. I hate to journal. Oh, this drives me crazy. I've tried for years and most experts tell you you should do it. What is your stance or suggestions? Do I have to journal? Oh boy. This is a stop the madness thing. So for me, I always like everybody to try everything because you really don't know what works for you unless you try it. Like the exercise I was talking about earlier in the show. If you've never done badminton before, you might love it. How do you know if you don't do it? So I make them try journaling. I don't make them. We make a commitment to try it. So journaling can be several things. It doesn't mean you have to put hand to paper. Lots of people can type it up. Some people like to talk into their phone. You know, the notes section, you can put that into your phone. Or how about a video diary? I've had people just sit down and just blurt it out into a video diary. You've seen that on many weight loss shows on TV where they're sitting in there talking to it, like bawling in a closet. They just ate a cake or something. You can do a video diary, which is awesome. I always say to make sure you say the date and the time and kind of say what the problem is or what's going on instead of just how you're feeling. Because when you go back and you look at it, it's really, really helpful to be able to see how you worked through it. That's the main thing with journaling, right? Is it's giving you an opportunity to go back and see how far you've come. And it's also an opportunity to go back and see what you're repeating. Because sisters and brothers out there, if you're repeating the same old crap over and over again, that's the stop the madness stuff. So if you have journaled, tried to journal forever, stop it if it's not working for you. Figure out a different way that maybe you can jot down some of your experience. So maybe you're a gratitude person that you do really well with just doing some gratitude bullet points. Maybe you're a person who, I love awesome ahas. So an awesome aha is always a reason why I say I'm so passionate about being a coach all these years is when I see somebody look at me and I see the whites of their eyes when they're like, ah, I get it. So maybe you have some awesome ahas where you're just like, finally, that might be something that you just want to have an aha journal. Or I've actually had people who I still keep an actual hand pen to paper calendar. So I've had people before just kind of put some bullet points on their calendar, just like, you know, apple every single day and they cross it off. That's kind of a type of journal or their emotion each day, you know, depressed, whatever, or exercise or ran or whatever. So think about if there's some method you have that you could double up that kind of looks like journaling-ish. Okay, you can do it. All right, I got one more question I think that can fit in here. My self-talk sucks. I hate that I do it. I know it's unhealthy. I even get called on it, but I can't seem to stop. And I've noticed my kids doing it now too. Help me. Yikes, I know. Okay, here's something I want you to think about. When we have negative self-talk, inner self-talk, I use a devil angel kind of concept. So the angel we want to get really, really big and have positive self-talk where that angel's just like, why are you doing that? Come on. You don't need to eat that. You've worked out really hard this week. And the devil just starts to shrink. That's your negative inside voice that's telling you it's okay to have chips and salsa every Sunday night because you did blank. It's the one that always wins that says, tears you apart your body image when you're looking in the mirror or tells you you don't valued at work. So what I would ask you is to think about a devil and an angel sitting on your shoulders and trying to get that conversation with your inner self, just this huge, huge kind of positive angel standing over that devil and saying, oh, hell no, you ain't winning this one. Couple of other things you can try. A stop strategy. I don't know if you've heard this before. Put a rubber band on your wrist and snap that thing. Every time you talk negative talk to yourself, whenever you're in pain, you snap, you know, this is causing pain and it snaps, that stops you from thinking. So pain stops you from thinking no matter what you're thinking about, it'll stop. And see how many times, hopefully you don't have tons of bruises, but you can try that. The other thing I like And it's not easy. I've had to do this and it's really hard. But if you're, whatever your negative self-talk is it about a subject? Is it at work? Is it body self-image? Is it relationship? What is it if you can find a subject? Let's pretend it's body image. Get right in front of the mirror and just let it rip. Beat the crap out of yourself. Blah, blah, blah. I hate this. I hate my waist. I hate the, you know, my arms, da, da, da. Just go for it. Pretty soon you're going to stand there and go, oh my God, this is ridiculous. You will get to that place. I'm not going to tell you, you have to go back up to the top and find everything positive. Sometimes that feels like you're faking it. Just try the whole negative thing. One last thing I'm going to leave you with is try to find a picture of someone you love in your family or your friends, a picture, and you're going to hold it up. And I want you to rip that person apart. Their body image, just like you would yourself, just rip them apart. Say, you know what? Your eyes, one of your eyes slants, your ears are too big. You'll be mortified at how you would never do that to somebody else. So hopefully that'll snap you out of that, my darling, that emailed me the self-talk. I hate myself self-talk. All right, you guys. So always, 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 you can email me at coachpeggy@threewellnesspillars.com. Here comes a bunch of three wellness pillars. You can find me at threewellnesspillars.com. You can go on there, read some of my blogs. If you would like to work with me one-on-one, I would love to hear from you, work through some of these things together. Next week, I'm going to come back and talk to you about a process I use with my clients, family wellness, history, and habits. I'm going to give you some secrets in there. And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to be back with an awesome, awesome guest. And she and I are going to talk about integrity in the wellness world. So make sure you come back next Monday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, and I can't wait to talk to you. So go out there and keep it real. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Welms. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.